This is Twit.
Who should I talk to here?
Well, we were talking about smartwatches, and so is John in South Pasadena.
I'm willing. I got them. I got all kinds of smartwatches. I've worn every one ever. Hi, John.
Hi, Leo.
What can I do for you?
I just had the thought the other day that, you know, when I, I've got a Panasonic Lumix and a few other Panasonic cameras, and yeah. I take a lot of pictures just for fun and much for work, and, you know, I just love taking photographs.
It's a great hobby.
Yeah.
It's a hobby that has results, because then you have pictures of your life and your kids and your family, and it's great.
Yeah, and I've been doing it since with slides since the '70s.
Yeah,
from my grandfather.
Yeah,
so it's just fun, you know. And with the digital, you get boom, then it's just great. But when you want to set the you want to look at the viewfinder, not the viewfinder, but look at the back of the camera, hold it, and without setting it down on the timer, I would like to have a setup or a watch with that Taptic thing in there, just to be able to link it to the camera and move my arm so I can have my hand, a left hand or whatever, anywhere, and then just when I want to click it, boom.
Both Apple Watches and Android Wear Watches do that.
Uh-huh.
So they have a camera app. I'll show you on the radio. I'll show you how it works. On the Apple Watch, you launch the camera app on the Apple Watch,
right.
And then it launches the camera on the phone, and then it shows you on the watch the picture that the phone is getting, which is wild.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool? So you could, as you say, you put the phone somewhere where it's getting a good picture, you know, or you leave it. You could use it as a spy camera. You leave it, and then you could see what the phone picture is, and you could do two things. You can snap a picture. There's a button on it that just snaps a picture. Boom. Or there's a timer button on it, which I guess is the selfie button. So you press the timer button, it goes 3, 2, 1, snaps a picture.
Oh, but I've got a big smile on my face.
It's exactly what you want, right? You're not using your camera for this. You're using your smartphone, although most cameras now have many cameras have Wi-Fi. And I imagine Canon and Nikon and others, maybe Panasonic, will make an app that will go on your watch and do the same thing. I could do that with my Sony camera now, with the Sony Play Memories app. I can't do it on the watch, but I could do it on the phone and use the phone as a release, as a shutter release. So, and it's nice because on the phone you see the image in a really good quality. The watch is a little small; it's postage stamp
size. Yeah. I have a Mac Mini. And then I have an Android phone, and I've only had a smartphone for about a year and a half.
Any Android Wear watch will do this.
Fabulous.
It'll show you the image on the watch. Now I like their Android Wear watches from LG because they use better screens. So the Android Wear watch that looks the best, I think, is the Moto 360, but it's an LCD and it's not as good for photography. Especially you'd like an OLED screen, and both the LG G, let's call it the G Watch R, I think, the round one,
right.
And the new one, the Urbane, the Watch Urbane, and which I have and I like a lot, have beautiful OLED screens that give you a pretty good view of your camera, of your picture. Now,
yeah,
you have to have the Android phone, of course, but other than that, and they have to be paired.
Right, yeah, and so that's great.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun.
I'm going to have to buy a camera to match the new Matt.
My favorite, the Sony, with the Sony Play Memories, works really nicely connected to the phone. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.